I'm going to read a story about Abram today. Later, the Lord changed his name to Abraham, but at this time in the story, his name is still Abram. And in the story, it says that Abram was living with his nephew, Lot, and both of them were rich. And that means they had lots of sheep and goats and cows, because that's what people who were rich had the most of in those days. But they had a problem, that there wasn't enough grass for all the animals to eat. And in the story, you can hear how Abram worships the Lord, and by worshiping the Lord, he knows how to solve this problem. You can hear, what does Abram think of to do? This is from Genesis 13. And Abram went up out of Egypt, he and his wife, and all that he had, and Lot with him toward the south. And Abram was very heavy in livestock, in silver, and in gold. And he went according to his journeys from the south and even to Bethel, even to the place where his tent was in the beginning, between Bethel and Ai, to the place of the altar which he had made there in the beginning. And there Abram called on the name of Yehovah. He talked to the Lord there. And Lot also, who went with Abram, had flock and herd and tents. And the land was not able to bear them, that they might dwell together, for their acquisition was great, and they were not able to dwell together. And there was strife between the shepherds of the livestock of Abram and the shepherds of the livestock of Lot. And the Canaanite and the Perizzite were then dwelling in the land. And Abram said to Lot, "Please, let there be no strife." Strife is like struggling or arguing or fighting with each other. "Let there be no strife between me and thee, and between my shepherds and thy shepherds, for we men are brothers. Is not all the land before thee? Please, separate from me. If to the left, then I will go to the right. And if to the right, then I will go to the left." And Lot lifted his eyes and saw all the plain of the Jordan, that all of it was well watered before Yehovah destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, like the garden of Yehovah, like the land of Egypt coming into Zoar. And Lot chose for himself all the plain of the Jordan, and Lot journeyed from the east, and they were separated, a man from his brother. And Abram dwelt in the land of Canaan, and Lot dwelt in the cities of the plain and pitched his tent even to Sodom. Now here's a picture that goes with the story. And there's Abram dressed in red and Lot dressed in white at the top of a mountain. And they're looking down and Abram is saying, if you want to go to the right hand, then I'll go to the left. Or if you want to go to the left, then I'll go to the right. And Lot is looking down into the valley where the Jordan River is, seeing there's lots of grass down there for the animals, for his animals, so he says, I'll go down here. So Abram was going to live up in the mountains. That's how Abram figured out how they could get along together. They would just give each other some more room, some space, so that they could both have enough grass. Do you see how wise and kind Abram was? He didn't want to hog all the grass of Canaan for all his animals and leave nothing for Lot. He said, let's share. And he also said, Lot, you can choose first. Which way would you like to go? Whichever way you choose, I'll go the other way. And so, because Abram was so kind and wise and because he followed the Lord said to him, someday, your children's children are going to have the whole land of Canaan to live in. And that's how sharing works. When we have something nice that we have that we could share with our friend over here who doesn't have any, there's a part of us that feels sad. Suppose you have something good to eat, like you have a big cookie or two cookies, and your friend has none. And you think to yourself, well, if I give him one of my cookies, I'll only have one. Or if I give him half, I'll only have half. But then I'll have a friend too. My friend will be glad to have something to eat, because he's hungry too. So then you can think to yourself, which is better? Do I like to have more for me, or do I like to share with my friend? And part of you feels a little bit sad that you don't get as much, but there's another part of you, a deeper, quieter, higher part of you that feels like, well, I know the Lord wants me to share. The Lord says, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. The Lord says, whatever you want men to do for you, you should do for them. I would like them to share with me, so I should share with them. So then you can think about that. You can think, that's what the Lord wants me to do. And then you might not notice it, but the Lord and his angels come closer to you when you share, and you have a peaceful feeling inside that helps you get stronger at sharing. Sometimes we have to make a choice. Are we going to go to the right hand or to the left? We sometimes even have a choice whether, am I going to let someone have their food, or am I going to steal their food? And I know it's their food, and they really should have it, but they won't see if I take it and quickly eat it myself. They won't see. I'll get away with it. That's what the evil spirits tell us. You can steal it, and it'll taste good. But then you can think to yourself, well, what does the Lord say? The Lord says, thou shalt not steal. And you think to yourself, but I wouldn't want someone to steal my food. I want to treat my brother, my neighbor, my friend, the way I would want to be treated. I want them to have their food. In that way, that way, you can have the happiness of heaven with you while you're also sharing with your neighbors. So you can see, when you have a choice, you can think about this. Where do I want to live someday? Do I want to live in heaven or not? Because in heaven, the angels love to share with each other. They love to share with each other. They don't ever want to hold things back because they know that all good things come to them from the Lord, and they're so happy that they can share good things with each other. That's the kind of people we need to be if we want to go to heaven. The kind of happiness that evil spirits give us is like the flash of a light bulb when your camera is taking a picture. It sort of makes you squint your eyes and you can't see for a minute and it's gone. That happiness of suddenly eating something quickly before nobody can see you, it's gone very quickly. But the happiness of sharing something with someone else is like the steady, warm light of the sun that helps you see clearly what you should do, how you should live. And another beautiful thing is, if you share with your friends, then you're going to have a friend for a lifetime. And maybe your friends someday will share with you when you need some help too. So when you have a choice, am I going to go to the right hand or to the left, do the right thing or the wrong thing, you can ask the Lord for help. And the Lord will help you. And you can be like Abram, sharing with Lot. Amen.